Ladies and gentlemen, and now because we did listen to public opinion, but we chose to ignore it, Joe Caulfield won't shut up!
Very much. Now, do you ever find you have a small problem, so you try to do something about it, but that in turn leads to a bigger problem? Because that's what happened to me this month. See, as a comedian, I'm always out working when everyone else is partying and socialising. Because basically, comedians are like nurses. We work unsocial hours, we have to deal with abusive drunks, and we've all slept with at least one doctor. I had to actually research that to make that true. But last Friday, my gig was cancelled, so I had a night off, and to be honest, I felt at a bit of a loss. I was sitting at home watching TV. I was watching my favourite programme, Come Dine With Me. Do you watch Come Dine With Me?
Yes.
Genius, isn't it? It is. Four puddings and a punch-up, I call it. Because it combines everything we love in this country. It is recipes and criticising other people's homes. That show was so devised by my mother. But tell me, do you ever do this? When you're watching TV, do you ever have little daydreams about what you'd do if you were on the show? I do that all the time.
Good evening and welcome to another episode of Come Dine With Me. Last night, Henry's fine dining experience scored him an impressive 24 points. As fellow contestant Samantha noted...
Henry's foie gras was simply amazing, and when he brought out his beef, it was so well hung. I couldn't wait to get it in my mouth. All I can say is I'm glad I'm not next one up.
And next up is unemployed comedian and failed actress Jo Caulfield. Jo has really got her work cut out if she wants to win that £1,000 cash prize. Tonight, Jo is starting with a great British classic.
Yes, I'm starting off with chicken and mushroom pot noodle. Great thing about pot noodle is no dishes to wash. When you're finished, just chuck it over the fence into your neighbour's garden.
Ho-ho! It's easy to see why Joe is such a popular unemployed comedian. So, on to the main course. It looks like Joe's having a bit of a culinary crisis with her menu.
Well, some people will plan a menu, then match the drinks to the menu. But I'm doing it the other way around. I'm going through my drinks cupboard, see what I've got, then match the food to that. So, let me see, what have I got here? 6 cans of lager. That suggests what I like to call a poubelle to poulet. Or as we say in English, a bargain bucket. Half a bottle of Lambrini. That's a toss-up between phoning Pizza Hut or phoning Pizza Express. Oh, a large bottle of brandy and an old tangerine left over from Christmas. That suggests my world-famous tangerine surprise.
And what is the world-famous Jo Caulfield tangerine surprise?
It's 6 cans of lager, a large bottle of brandy and half a bottle of Lambrini, served with some tangerine segments.
We'll be back to see what the others think of Jo's dinner party later in the evening.
Do you ever do this? Do you ever get the amount of calories you're meant to eat in a day with the amount of alcoholic units you're allowed to drink in a day mixed up? Because 1,500 units, that's quite a night, isn't it? So there I was, I've got my first Friday night off in years, and I realised I had a problem. I've run out of friends to go out with. Because, well, I like going out for a drink with my friends, but it gets harder and harder to organise everyone, especially my female friends. There used to be 4 of us would go out all the time. There was me, Katie, Sally, and my oldest friend, Alison. We were like the girls in Sex and the City, but with less facial hair. See, because it's difficult for my friend Katie, because she has 2 beautiful children. She's also got 1 really ugly one as well. No, honest to God. I tell you, this child is like if Wayne Rooney had shagged the ginger one from Girls Aloud. That's this child. Only a mother could love that. Sometimes I do go, oh, could you just turn her the other way? That's better. Then my friend Sally, how tragic is this? She doesn't like to leave the house for too long because she doesn't like to leave the dog on its own. She'll say to me, oh, you don't know what it's like. If I leave him too long, he'll have scratched up the furniture and peed in the hallway. I'm like, well, I do know what it's like. Of course I do. I'm married. Come on, rolled up newspaper on the nose. It's the only way they learn sometimes, isn't it? See, my husband Stuart had already arranged to go out with his mates. I mean, he asked me to go with them, but when I'm with his friends, I always feel like a...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?